People that have come to Donegal in the past and been aware of the rally know that there will be delays, and that is the situation. So we'd ask people to be, if you like, conscious of your journey, why you're doing it, what time it'll take to do the journey normally, and then to make provision based on the weekend that it is for extra time for that journey. So that'll help people avoid, if you like, disappointment not arriving on time and avoid being impatient. But that is important. But in terms of the planning, we have got with our partners, for example, Donegal County Council, they've put in additional signage. There are road closures, but most of them are to do with the stages, and all that information is available on the Donegal County Council website, and indeed we're sharing that across other platforms as well, including on Garda Síochána's Facebook page.
And in terms of emergency traffic, if there needs to be an ambulance to get to the hospital, if a fire appliance needs to get out to a call elsewhere in the county, provisions are being put in place to ensure that they can move as freely and quickly as possible.
Absolutely. This year, we have a control room with motorsport, with Donegal International Rally. There's also the HSE Ambulance Service present and on Garda Síochána present. We've linked with our own control rooms then, so when resources are required for particular jobs, for example, say there's an escort or an ambulance needs to get out of the town in a hurry or into the town for a hurry, we can coordinate that. And then we have a special route put in place as well, coming through the Cullion Road onto the Polestar roundabout for that reason, to facilitate in ambulances and fire engines entering the town.